AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In a rare public statement, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office disputes the accuracy of today's BuzzFeed News report, saying President Trump's then personal attorney Michael Cohen told Mueller that the president directed him to lie to Congress. While not citing any specific errors in BuzzFeed's story, Mueller's office says the news site's, quote, description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. BuzzFeed says it stands by its reporting and is working to determine what exactly the special counsel is disputing. Immediately after the statement, Trump retweeted a post reading, "Sadly, so many will never get the memo that it was fake." 28 days and the partial government shutdown continues. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says he's dismayed by how entrenched both sides seem to have become over Trump's demand for border wall funding.
The solution is right before us. The reasons that we're in the shutdown is because both sides are unwilling to sit down and talk. That makes this shutdown particularly stupid.
This evening, President Trump said he plans a big announcement tomorrow afternoon on the partial shutdown and the border. While no details have been made public, a source in the know says Trump is expected to talk about new proposals the administration believes have the potential to lead to an end to the shutdown. 6 years, 9 months, the sentence handed down to former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke for the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Special Prosecutor Joseph McMahon tells reporters,
"Nobody's celebrating anything that happened here today. This is a travesty for so many people, primarily for the McDonald family, but also for the Van Dyke family."
This is AP Radio News. Winter storm warnings up from the Dakotas, across the Great Lakes and Midwest, into New England. 10 inches of snow likely in parts of the Midwest, up to 2 feet in New England through the weekend. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has declared a state of emergency and restricted traffic on the turnpikes.
We'll impose a ban on all commercial traffic, including buses, on most interstates and on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The vehicle bans will allow our snowplow crews to have a clearer route to keep these interstates open despite expected severe winter weather.
Behind the storm, bitter cold temperatures. Purdue is recalling more than 68,000 pounds of organic chicken nuggets because they might be contaminated with bits of wood. The gluten-free organic breaded chicken breast nuggets produced on October 25th were sold nationwide. The USDA says Purdue received 3 complaints about the nuggets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.